Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins is investigating a now former MBTA transit police officer. The white officer is accused of abusing a black man on a bus and then filing a misleading report about it. The officer has resigned. WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka joins us to talk about this case. Good morning, Zeninjor.
Good morning, Deb.
So what do we know about this incident?
Well, first, this incident happened on April 28th. Officer Nicholas Morrissey allegedly dragged a man off of an MBTA bus at Forest Hill Station. Then Morrissey allegedly put his knee on the man's back for 20 seconds and pushed his head into the pavement before dragging the man out of the bus lane. The man was intoxicated and suffered abrasions to his face, according to the DA. Officer Morrissey filed a report on the incident. He claimed the man tried to spit on him and lost his balance and fell through the bus door, hitting his head on the pavement. But the district attorney says video of the incident shows that wasn't the case, and Officer Morrissey's report did not match the footage.
So what do we know about the passenger?
The passenger was a 63-year-old black man who is homeless, and as I mentioned, he did suffer abrasions on his face due to the incident.
Now, this happened at an MBTA station. Have there been other incidents like this?
Yeah, many transit advocates I spoke to weren't surprised to hear about this and said it reminds them of other cases. Just last year, there were transit officers charged with allegedly beating a homeless man and trying to cover it up. And in 2014, an MBTA police officer and her partner beat and pepper sprayed a black woman when she tried to call 911 to report their harsh treatment of another black woman. That incident was also captured on video. The officer was charged and got jail time, and the woman sued the MBTA. Mella Miles, the director of the T Writers Union, says more needs to be done to stop this type of abuse.
You would think that someone would think twice because everything is being documented through video cameras, whether it's someone's cell phone or whether it's the camera on the bus. The cameras are not lying. They're telling the truth. And the truth is an ugly scene in America in 2020. We're getting a 2020 view of what's happening in America. And kneeling on someone's back and smashing their head into the pavement and then saying they fell. This is crazy.
You know, that sounds so familiar to what we saw in Buffalo a couple weeks ago, where officers pushed a man and then claimed he fell, though video clearly disputed that. You know, this incident in Boston comes as we're seeing more scrutiny on law enforcement tactics and nationwide protest over police killings of black people. That includes George Floyd, who died after an officer kneeled on his neck.
And are people calling for changes because of this, Zeninjor?
Yeah, I spoke with Jared Johnson, the director of an advocacy group called Transit Matters, and he says he doesn't think incidents like the one at Forest Hills happen often, but he has heard from Black youth who have had rough encounters with transit police. He says it's critical to look at reform, police budgets, and accountability.
You know, it's a yes and, you know, let's do the reforms, but let's also look at, can we reallocate money towards the upstream things that prevent those interactions from ever happening. And then let's make sure that we're getting rid of bad officers.
So he's talking about addressing underlying issues. And in this case, one problem that some advocates point to is homelessness. Kelly Turley of the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless calls the officers' alleged actions horrifying and says more needs to be done to address how people who are homeless are treated.
We're at this point where people don't have a safe place to sleep. They don't have access to the resources that they need, and we're punishing people when they're meeting their basic human needs to sleep, to rest, to be at places while they're experiencing homelessness. And so I think it's, you know, really a time to really reflect as a larger community about the basic human rights that are not being respected.
Zeninjor, what is the MBTA saying about this?
Well, they're not saying much since the matter is still under investigation, but in a statement, Transit Police Superintendent Richard Sullivan said the department took quick, decisive action and the officer is no longer a member of the Transit Police. Again, Officer Morrissey resigned. And District Attorney Rachel Rollins also issued a statement. She noted that it was unusual for her office to comment on an ongoing investigation, but said such accusations require transparency. And she commended the leadership of the MBTA police for bringing the matter to her office. Rollins said if they didn't come forward, her office would not have been aware of the concerning allegations.
And what happened in those other instances of officer misconduct that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, after the 2014 incident and the lawsuit settlement that came from that case, the MBTA improved its citizen complaint system and made policy changes to monitor MBTA officer behavior and provide aggression management training. But here we are 6 years later, and some say way more needs to be done.
All right. WBUR's Zininjor and Wemeka, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thanks, Deb.